Poop may be quite an uncomfortable topic for most, but it is a healthy conversation, especially with your vet. Pet owners know that the quantity and quality of their animal waste are good indicators of their health. Like heart rate and stomach noises, stool production is a crucial window for depicting the gut and general health. For most mammals, such as dogs and cats, it's quite easy to determine their current health status from their poop. However, this endeavor may be quite difficult for animals that poop pellets. Some pellet-shaped poop can be mistaken for other animals' poop, sometimes leading to health concerns. That leads us to ask, what animals poop pellets? Below, we list 10 animals that poop pellets and other facts you should know about. 1. Rabbit. Rabbits poop a lot, and that's among the first things a new rabbit owner learns. Thankfully, rabbit feces look like dry, odorless cocoa puffs and are not at all revolting. The color and exact size of these normal rabbit feces, commonly known as fecal pellets, may vary significantly depending on the size and weight of the rabbit. Rabbit feces are normally shaped like pellets and are spherical, only a little smaller than a chickpea. Yet, you can occasionally observe some shape distortion when the pellets are packed with more fur during the shedding season. Rabbit feces should be firm but not too hard to pass through. 2. Deer. Deer poop, commonly referred to as scat, looks similar to goat and rabbit droppings. Despite being 4 times larger than rabbit pellets, deer pellets can initially be challenging to differentiate from a rabbit's. Deer chew twice before breaking down their food, therefore, their excrement contains no evident substances. They produce round, glossy, black pellets with a pointed tip at one end and are frequently grouped. Deer can produce pellets ranging in size from 0.78 to 1.2 inches, producing greater heaps of pellets with each bowel movement. 3. Rats. If you have a rat infestation, you can find little, dark pellets of feces scattered all over your property. Rat droppings resemble miniature olives or coffee beans with a cylindrical shape and rounded edges. Fresh rat feces typically has a shiny, black appearance and is the size of a small raisin. Rat droppings are dangerous for both animals and homes because of the diseases they may carry. Moreover, their size and shape, which can occasionally be mistaken for common foods, make them even more hazardous. 4. Squirrel. Rat droppings and squirrel excrement are similar, although the latter differs as it has rounded edges. Both rodents produce soft, dark brown droppings, but rats leave little, oblong-shaped droppings with tapered ends, while squirrels produce larger barrel-shaped pellets. Squirrel droppings frequently resemble coffee beans as they are spherical on both sides rather than tapered or pinched. However, due to their similar sizes, the two may easily be mistaken by an untrained eye. The squirrel waste measures 3/8 inches long and 1/8 inches wide, which is a little less than that of a rat. 5. Mice. The most accurate description of mouse droppings is that they are small, shaped like pellets, and have pointy ends. Typically, mice excrete tiny, quarter-inch-long droppings resembling rice seeds or black grains. By looking at the hue, you can tell if they are new or old droppings. Mouse pellets appear black when fresh and gradually lose their color. Mice can produce 50 to 75 pellets per day, which might help you assess the severity of your infestation. 6. Cockroach. The feces of cockroaches is quite small, less than 1 millimeter. Roach poop typically has a dark brown color and resembles a seed. From a distance, it can appear to be dirt flecks or even mouse droppings. Small cockroaches leave behind droppings that resemble ground coffee or black pepper. Larger roaches produce cylindrical, dark-colored droppings with ridges along the side and blunt edges. Cockroach poop can be hazardous, as some of its substances can make individuals have allergic reactions like asthma. 7. Possum. The type of excrement produced by possums varies depending on their species and the food they are currently eating. The brush-tailed possum scat is the most prevalent of all, and it is cylindrical and comes in different sizes. Brush-tailed possums deposit their stools in a neat pile, appearing as separate pellets, clumps, or strings. The color of poop varies depending on what the possum is consuming, ranging from greenish-brown to dark brown to black. 8. Goat. A healthy goat usually excretes hard, uniformly distributed dark brown pellets that resemble little oval balls. When seen up close, they could appear dark green or black. Goat poop is made up of separate, non-adhesive droplets, unlike many other species. In addition to having oval-shaped pellets, goats can also produce pointed ones.
9. Sheep.
Normal sheep pellets are light to mid-brown in color, firm in consistency, and easily break up into smaller pieces. Sheep poop is often of uniform consistency, so if sheep dung has a different hue or consistency, it indicates a problem. Soft sheep poop, for instance, can indicate an infection or an excess protein in its diet. The feces of sheep and goats are very similar. Since they are both ruminant animals, their nutrients go through similar digestive processes, so they have nearly comparable diets.
10. Bats.
Quat, guanoquat, refers to the tiny, dark-colored feces left behind by bats. They are elongated pellets that break apart and become dust when they are touched. They are typically circular and have rounded ends, so they resemble rugby balls. Bat poop can occasionally have an iridescent luster and small pointed tips. Only the inedible parts of a bat's insect diet, consisting primarily of fruits and insects, are discovered in their excretions.
Up next.
Bat poop. What does bat guano look like, Amp? What's it used for? Rat poop versus mouse poop. What's the difference? Goat poop. Everything you've ever wanted to know. Meet 9 animals that don't poop. 13 animals that produce milk.